Musk predicts widespread U.S. robo-taxi by year-end. Texas operations already running unsupervised. Shift the fight from software to regulators in each state. California and Florida now decide whether to let the service scale or impose new insurance requirements that add cost per mile. Legacy ride-hail margins compress faster than their five-year plans assume because the price Tesla can offer leaves little room for human driver overhead by the close of 2027. This timeline puts pressure on competitors to accelerate their own unsupervised tests in at least three markets. FSD V14.3.3 rolls out with smoother driving. Fewer interventions on this release actually reduce the volume of corrective data Tesla collects for rare scenarios. The next two updates must therefore rely more on simulation than real-world clips, which raises the risk that certain highway merges stay brittle through 2026. Mobileye now has to decide whether to release driver intervention numbers for its own systems or accept that Tesla sets the benchmark in every fleet negotiation. Expect their next investor update to address intervention transparency directly before year-end. Tesla recalls 14,575 Model Y SUVs over labels. The missing certification stickers point to a paperwork breakdown between factory and shipping that usually signals deeper process issues. Owners of the affected 2026 Model Ys will now double-check every payload limit themselves rather than trust the door jam. That behavior change reaches service centers first, where simple label fixes turn into longer conversations about vehicle capacity during peak summer travel. Dealers already report owners arriving with printed weight charts after receiving the notice. Europe FSD shifts to subscription only. European buyers have avoided the full FSD purchase price for months, so the subscription shift simply makes that reluctance official. Revenue now arrives in smaller monthly pieces instead of large deferred bookings, which alters cash flow timing for the region through at least 2027. Local competitors gain a short window to offer their own paid driver assist tiers before the regulatory picture clears, and Tesla can push the one-time fee again. Expect Mercedes to test similar subscriptions in Germany within 6 months. Atreides Management boosts Tesla holdings. 14,000 shares changes nothing about institutional ownership totals, but it does force peer funds to justify staying on the sidelines at current levels. Limited partners will ask why their managers passed on the same entry point that Atreides took last week. That pressure surfaces first in Q2 letters, where underweight positions require new explanations instead of the usual macro hand-waving. The real test comes when those letters hit inboxes and prompt rebalancing decisions before summer ends. TSLA closes lower despite Musk summit talk. The market is signaling that robo-taxi revenue remains too far out to support current multiples. This puts immediate pressure on the Austin team to log monetizable miles before competitors lobby for their own permits in the same states. If those first fares don't appear by early next year, expect component suppliers to renegotiate terms on the dedicated platform rather than ramp production. Short interest could climb if the timeline slips again by even a few months. Cybertruck Wade Mode test sparks discussion. Early Wade Mode results reveal how water depth handling affects long-term battery sealing integrity under repeated exposure. Fleet managers at utility companies now have to factor in extra maintenance cycles for Cybertrucks deployed in flood-prone regions or risk warranty disputes. This could slow adoption among emergency services that had been considering the truck for rapid response fleets instead of traditional modified SUVs. Insurance providers are watching these tests closely before adjusting premiums for off-road packages. Tesla gains from Norway regulatory approval. Norway's decision opens a direct path for Tesla to gather real-world data that counters European range complaints during winter months. Rival automakers must now match that data transparency or risk losing fleet deals with Scandinavian governments that prioritize verified efficiency numbers over marketing claims. The move could force faster harmonization of testing standards across the EU before 2025 model year certifications close. Legacy European brands will have to respond with their own test disclosures within the next 2 quarters. Unsupervised robo-taxi fleet expands in Texas. With 30 vehicles already running unsupervised, the data advantage over Waymo grows daily in those 3 cities. This forces local transit authorities to decide whether to integrate Tesla rides into public planning or watch private usage spike without oversight. Regulators in California may feel pressure to match the pace before Texas pulls further ahead on commercial permits. Any hesitation risks ceding the first-mover position in autonomous ride-hailing regulations to a single state. Musk discusses Optimus and robotics at summit. Optimus timelines put direct pressure on Figure AI and Agility to secure their next funding rounds before Tesla demonstrates a working factory deployment. Logistics buyers are already delaying orders until they see which platform hits reliability targets first in 2025. This hesitation could push smaller robotics startups out of the market entirely if they cannot show comparable progress within 18 months. Venture firms may redirect capital away from humanoid projects that lack clear manufacturing partnerships. Cybercab sets new EV efficiency record. GM and Ford now face a redesign deadline. Their current battery packs and aero profiles simply cannot match the Cybercab's consumption on highway loops. Within 12 months, both will announce full robotaxi platform restarts. The efficiency gap turns every existing prototype into a margin liability rather than an asset. Suppliers who bet on those older designs will see orders evaporate as the new standard locks in. Chip shortage concerns hit Tesla and BYD. Data center demand is not the real constraint. Tesla's custom inference chips bypass the automotive-grade queue entirely. BYD, still reliant on off-the-shelf silicon, will see production lines idle first. Watch for a 2026 announcement where BYD delays its next-generation ADAS rollout by 2 quarters. That lag hands Tesla another increment of Chinese market share before the shortage narrative fades. Spring update merges with FSD 14.3 branch. Every vehicle that takes this build now runs Comfort Code under the same safety certification as the Planner. That linkage means a single UI glitch can trigger a fleet-wide FSD pause. Expect rollback volume to climb 30% within the next 2 software cycles as a result. Insurance actuaries will demand separate risk pools for the merged branch by Q2 next year, raising premiums for early adopters who accepted the combined update. Netchis receives unredacted Tesla crash data. Regulators now hold the raw event logs instead of summaries. The next move belongs to Waymo and Cruise. Both will have to release matching datasets or accept that Tesla's numbers become the default benchmark used by every regulator. Expect at least one competitor to file its own unredacted packet before the end of the year. Anything less and their safety narrative loses ground to the figures already sitting with NHTSA. Analysts highlight Tesla's $25 billion AI spending. Most of the spend lands on edge hardware rather than centralized training runs. That choice compresses the inference cost per vehicle by half inside 18 months. Legacy automakers still budgeting for cloud API calls will face a stark choice: license Tesla's stack or keep burning cash on their own slower models. The spending trajectory locks in a cost advantage that no announced competitor program has matched yet on deployment scale. Tesla Energy Storage sees continued deployments. Production lines in Lathrop are now turning out megapacks at a rate that undercuts every traditional battery supplier on installed cost per kilowatt-hour. Utilities face a narrowing window. They must commit to Tesla deployments ahead of next year's capacity auctions or watch competitors secure the easier financing terms that come with proven megawatt-scale installs. The storage growth isn't just volume. It resets the baseline price per delivered kilowatt-hour that every other provider has to beat. Musk lauds Israeli innovation at summit. Defense tech teams in Tel Aviv just gained a direct line into Tesla's autonomy validation pipeline. The praise at the summit masks the real move. Israeli sensor firms now have a path to supply data that lets Tesla skip months of real-world testing in comparable urban environments. This puts every other AV developer on the back foot when they try to match validation speed without similar partnerships. Investor sentiment shifts on autonomy timeline. Funds trimmed their 2026 price targets by 12% within 48 hours of the latest timeline comments. The tempered reaction means analysts now model regulatory approval slipping into 2027. This forces Tesla to accelerate its data-sharing agreements with city governments or risk losing the first-mover advantage on robotaxi fleets to operators already negotiating those permits. Short interest could climb again if no visible progress appears before the next earnings call. Tesla services revenue continues growth. Attach rates for premium connectivity just crossed 42% on new deliveries, turning every software update into recurring margin instead of one-time cost. Legacy service networks at other automakers now have to match over-the-air resolution times or absorb higher warranty reserves through 2026. The growth here isn't incremental. It changes the cash flow profile that lenders use when valuing dealer networks against Tesla's direct model. Broader AI and robotics narrative advances. The abundance framing hides a tighter timeline for when Optimus units reach pilot factories. Neural interface data from early users is already feeding into robot training loops. This compresses the development cycle for competitors who lack similar human telemetry sources, pushing them toward licensing deals or falling two product generations behind by late 2026. The gap shows up first in fine motor tasks, where human demonstration data makes the largest difference.